Thì hơi coi giờ rồi. Thì the very smack of Sujin has life to say this. And I think we all know the basic idea that there are three servant of Torah that are Yehovah Yahva, Shiva Reish, Shiva Seven, and Abay Desire, except that we're familiar with. So we're going to learn some of the demons. The Gemara begins with the Memra, we learned last Thursday, I'm Rabbi Yaakov, I'm Rabbi Yeshua, I'm Rabbi Yaakov, quickly after Hashem. You're allowed to have a report from anything except that say Hashem, right? He does. You never think of Sakana, Akalate, Sharanani. If it's a person, Sakai, Fishman, Sakai, Sakai, or Sima. If you like a Sakana, focus on Sharanani, why? So must be talking about one Dika Sakana. And the Chidushi is after Mahaki, Ashi Asher, Alai. A Chidushi is Mr. Chan is not allowed to be healed from Ashi Asher, the Tanya, the other Inet. And never at the Chomash, the Chalama, never the Chomaydecha. You have a problem with it, and as you said last week, what it means somebody whose money is more important than his life. But however you understand that, the Gemara says you have to give up everything, whether your money or your life, or not to be an Eved Avodah Zarah. That's what says in the Gemara. The Kiyasa Rabbin of Rabbi Yechon have a call to stop it, put me Avodah Zarah, you are ready to shoot yourself. Again, this is the concept we're familiar with. The Rambam says that someone comes over to you and tells you, "You bow down to the Avodah Zarah or I'll kill you." So the halakha is, as you all know, Yehoshua Vayava. He should let himself be killed rather than to bow down to the Avodah Zarah. Yehoshua Vayava. What happens if this Yid couldn't resist? And he bowed down to the Avodah Zarah instead of giving his life. Now, the guy leaves, he's taken to Bethlehem. Did he hide these things? Huh? Why not? You don't have to have a design.
No, if the
halakha would be Avodah Yahareh, he's just not having. But since he did the wrong thing, right? So, since he hired Nisa for dying out to have a design,
he only meant to do it in his time.
Right, somebody bowed down to have a design, it's kind of Nisa. So the smart of Hitzayna, I might say that he should be Chayav Nisa. He has no excuse, he's never Avodah Zarah. The Rambam is Mechadesh, that's not so. That somebody is Avodah Avodah Zarah, but Aynes, he's not allowed to do it. He did it, he's never Avodah. But there's no Aynes. Because Saif called Saif, he was an Aynes. He didn't do it deliberately. He did it because someone forced him. Someone pointed a gun at him. And the Aynes is part of the Manishim. If he didn't have Aynes, this he's part of the Manishim. Even though the Aynes was an Aynes which he was prepared to give his life for, and he didn't. But nevertheless, he's part of from any Aynes at all. Is he? What? Because he didn't do it purposely, he was forced to do it. He made the choice. He made the choice under duress. The choice is always under duress. Every time it's under duress, he's part of the Misa. No. It says that here, that I think. Okay. The way that this is understood is a kind of slight line. who uses the phrase Ayis command of Ayavi, send that by my in the book service. And he said, Ayis command of Ayavi. That means if you do something under coercion, command of Ayavi, it's as if you didn't do it. Ayis command of Ayavi, which means that if someone forces someone to bow down to another desire and he did it, the fact that it's an Ayis is command of Ayavi, that means it's as if he did not do it. And
you
never had the to do it. You had the to say, why? But he couldn't resist saving his life. In order to save his life, he had to bow down to the Abbe Desire. So he was coerced to bow down to the Abbe Desire. Someone else compelled him. He compelled him with the fact that he couldn't resist. But the Maitre, he was still an Aeneas at the time. And therefore, Aeneas commanded the Abbe Dami. He brings him a cartavis for Gemara and Abbe Desire. Says that if you have a behema which people bow down to by this, similar thing, somebody pointed a gun at someone and said, bow down to Yahweh Gezara. So the Gemara says that that behema someone now bowed down to is a Nagad. A Nagad with an Ayin Beit Dab. Nagad is Yahweh Gezara that was bowed down to, is normally possible for a carbon. And the Gemara says that this animal is kosher for a carbon. Someone was forced to bow down to Yahweh Desire. That Yahweh Desire now is kosher for a carbon. And Rashi says, Shenemar, Ulanaya le Sasa Dama. It says a pasuk in the Torah that teaches us that an Oynis Rahmana Patra. So, the Chemish Mava says, what's the case there? The animal was bowed down to. The animal is kosher for a carbon. That's not an Oynis. That the animal is possible, it's a psul. The animal is possible for a carbon. So who cares if a person did it by Aynis? The animal should be possible. By says, Aynis commands of Ayavi then. Suddenly someone did when he was compelled, it doesn't count, it's as if he didn't do it. And therefore, even if someone bowed down to the animal, Aynis commands of Ayavi then, and the animal is kosher for a carbon, the person is not chayav even though he shouldn't have done it. This is the assertion of the animal.
I
think it's only for the third man of the fight, and then she comes back to the husband, and the husband's not allowed to do the fight. So why is the fight? So you're right, it's a Levi Akra. Otherwise it would be a laughter. It wouldn't be from a Levi Akra, you're right. As far as the Ayin, it's part of the Ayin. It's part of the Ayin. The Ayin is for carbon. The person is about, what? Normally a Nagad is possible, but this Nagad, when someone bowed down to the Aynus, is kosher. Because Aynus commands whatever. In Dino Shemayim, he's never known Rabbi Gezara. He was never known Rabbi Gezara, of the Yeshua Ben Yad Vayavar, Kolos HaLashem, but he was not over in the Yisrael Ben Gezara. Two different Aynus. Two different Aynus. Moshe, I think, has a tshuva to someone who, during World War II, was begged out by desire in order to save their lives, to make Yehuda a guide. And he says, normally, begged out by desire, who comes back, needs tefillah and a mikvah, needs certain things that make a tshuva. He says, no, she did it out under coercion, she shouldn't have done it. But she's not considered a mugam out by desire. As soon as the war was over, she stopped. So she's not considered a mugal avay desire. She's a mugal for as a victim of mesiras nefesh. She's not a mugal for avay desire because avay desire she was aided, not willingly.
Why we say hakshiri isn't doing
it? Why we say to the shvi'i b'chamesha? Because to the shvi'i teaches us that you have to give your nefesh rather than to the other. So that this Rambam. In the Hukkah Shisayi HaTayla, Perek Hei Halakha Dali. Two Halakhas later, in Perek Hei Halakha Vav, the Rambam brings our Gemara that says that if someone is sick, and the only refuah that he has is the refuah of Atei HaShela, or refuah of Avodah Zarah, so it's awesome. should better give his life rather than to be healed by the Avodah Zarah, which is our Gemara. But the Rambam is, Im Avar v'Nisrafim, let's say he went and he was over, he took the food of the Asherah and he was healed with it. Oishin Oishay Oishayayayayayay was. He's tired, whatever the punishment is. Whatever the punishment, having a malchus not the Asherah, which happens to be alive. So we give him the Yardish, he gets malchus. Because he should have been Yarva Yava, he had no right to take from the fruits of the Asherah. And if he went and he did it, he's hired the punishment for it. So the obvious kasha is, what happened to the Rambam's rule of halakha David? When someone points a gun at someone and he bowed down to the Avodah Zarah, the Rambam said he's taught it from an Irish. And when someone's sick and he goes and gets healed by the Avodah Zarah, the Rambam says he's hired an Irish. What's the difference? They're both cases of the Kuchtapas. They're both cases where he was chayav yarei v'yavar. And he violated that, and he was over, and he didn't get killed. Why not give him
either?
So why doesn't he get a
punishment?
Yeah, what's his hagah? He's healed. Yeah. And by the way, he's dying down, now the guy's not starting up again. The guy's going to kill him. So if they're dying down, the guy goes away. What's the difference? Well, you know, the guy's dying. He's going to die in 5 minutes if he doesn't quickly have this medicine. So what is? So how come if he has it? What does that mean?
The first
thing that's right to go to heaven, so it's going on the night. You had a choice. You could bow down. In what case you had a choice? Should he bow down to this Avodah Zarah? What was your choice? Should I take the medicine or not? In both cases, if he decides not to die, he decides yes to live. So what's the difference between the two cases? You're right. You have to explain a little better. What? Let's say it's something which you don't need. Let's say it's a medicine that they, a bitter medicine that he takes.
Like you said, it's
So how could that be worse than actually bowing down to an Avodah Zarah?
Because if you bow down, you're not going to think, oh, the Avodah Zarah is so powerful, I'm not going to kill someone, but my medicine
is the same. The Avodah Zarah has a medicine, so it's the same. It's faster later, he's going to be out of Avodah Zarah, so that would give him an
Einish now. The first case, the other guy was being wired from here, he was being taught. He's choosing to put himself in the case of this case, you know, the case he had first.
Right, it just needs a little more head for the difference. You've got to put a finger on the difference between the two cases. Is he an oinus? Is he the same oinus in the second case as in the first case? One place will die if he doesn't do it, the other place will die if he doesn't do it. Isn't that the same? The first case being forced. The second case. The second case, that's the question. The second case, did you cause that he's being forced? He is, he's going to die otherwise.
The same thing.
He's saying that when you bow down, you have to have a choice whether you want to do it or not. Yaakov, what did you start saying before? Start saying something. That's a problem. See, in one case, and this is what somebody was saying, to Dakas the Kikot, it says we have Sameach and in the Rebbe Chanan. The Sameach here, you said he had Tyra. Rebbe Chanan is in Ksubis, I think it was Ice Test or so, it was a few Ices when I think that. Now let's put a filler, it's let's come to a filler, so just in a minute. In one case, he's the Ainus in the Maisa of bowing down. It doesn't point to the gun at him. In that Maisa, he's an Ainus, he's forced. In the case of the Asherah, in the act of taking the medication, he's doing it for us. He wants it. There's a desire for it. Now it's true, he's being forced to have the desire. But when he takes it, he has a desire for it. Now the best way to illustrate this is, by the case someone points a gun at someone, since that right to have a desire, I'll show you. Now, this year could make that right desire disappear. Would he be happy? He's very happy. If the desire does not exist, he'd be thrilled. Because then the person won't kill him anymore. There's no choice. He's not by desire. So there, his mom is forced to bow down. He doesn't want the by desire to be here. In the case of the Asherah, if this person could make the Asherah disappear, would he be happy? No. He wants the Asherah. He's sick. He needs the Asherah to be healed by. Doesn't he want the Abay Desire? He approaches the Abay Desire directly. He approaches the Abay Desire willingly. He's sick, I'm talking about the Abay Desire. See, that's the thing. You're looking at the sickness, and I'm looking at the Abay Desire. In one case, his relationship to the Abay Desire is totally bodiness. And in the other case, it's taka based on an illness of his disease. But when he goes over to the Asherah, he does it for Rati. He wants to grab this Asherah to be able to enjoy the Asherah. I'll give you another example, which I think hopefully will make it better. This would be,
What? He
wants to live. He wants to live, okay.
He
wants to live. Yeah.
What
does he do now?
He's
going to Ruffin and you have to have Sarah.
But it's not to make it Ruffin
Hashem. It is.
So he wants to be Ruffin
Hashem. No, then he wouldn't need it. Judge Ayyaba is making a mistake. If he has Sarah protection, the master goal, the actual taking is for Ruffin. Now, I'll give you an example there of a Chana brings. By Esther, when Esther went to Achashverosh, Mordechai said, go to Achashverosh because he's in the Kohenim. But she said, Kasher Avadati Avadati. Which the Gemara dashes, what does it mean, Kasher Avadati Avadati? It means that Kasher Avadati is Nidei Sahaba. Just like my father died and I was lost in my father's home. Also, Avadati Nimcha. Esther was married to Mordechai, your husband and wife. And now Esther said, I'm going to Achashverosh, I'm an atheist. He's going to be by me. And Avadati Nimcha, I'm now going to be also to you. I'm now going to be also to Mordechai. And the Neila Avadati. Alright, I'll do it. The right thing to do. Mordechai said, do it. And you should know, Avadati, now I'm going to be also to you. What is this woman? One minute. You know how many years? She was married 7 or 8 years to Achashverosh before the Purim story. She got married to Achashverosh in the 3rd year of his reign. The Purim story was, I think, the 11th or 12th year of his reign. She was married to him already 7 or 8 years. Achashverosh was following her. The Gemara was Matriacha. He was a writer of Achashverosh. He was following her many, many times. So what does it mean, Kasher Avadati Avadi? Now I'm going to be Asher. She should be also ready for the last 7 or 8 years. The answer is, the last 7 or 8 years, she was an Ainus. She didn't go willingly to Achashverosh. Achashverosh took her, and if she would say no, he would kill her. So she went, she was an Ainus. Since she was an Ainus, a woman with the Zana of Ainus is Mutter to her husband, not Mutter to her husband, a Kayan. Mordechai was not a Kayan. And a woman with the Zana of Ainus is Mutter to Baal. So therefore, Esther was Mutter to her husband. Now, when she went to Achashverosh, she went willingly. Now, she didn't wait for Achashverosh to call her. She walked into Achashverosh, right? She was not called to the king already to slice the eyes, and she still went to him willingly. So she went to him. So since she went to him, now she's not an eyes. Now she's a Rashi. And now she'll be awful about it. So Bukhana says 1 minute. She's an eyes now too. Why is she going to Achashverosh now? She's going not only to save her life, to save the life of Chai Yisrael. She's going now, she doesn't interest Achashverosh being by her. She just wanted that Achashverosh should listen to her, to save Chai Yisrael. She was going after to corrupt the precious too. So she should be also to her husband now, she should be looked at her husband now too. Now she's an Aynus also. The only reason she was allowed to go is because she's an Aynus. She went because of the corrupt the precious. So she left because of the love of the why is she also to her husband? And Rebbe Chanan, the same thing. When Achashverosh took up what's the greed, I mean, someone pointed a gun. It could be Nirmala. That is a type of an Aynus, which is an Aynus Gama. And she's talking about the time. But here, what she did when she went to Achashverosh is like misrapping back to Achashverosh. She needed a reform. She needed to save Klal Yisrael. She knew the way to save Klal Yisrael was to go to Achashverosh and to seduce him and to make to fight favor in his eyes. And then he'll save Klal Yisrael. So she went for Russia. She chose to go in order to save Klal Yisrael. Since she chose to go, therefore she's also a bad one. So we're going to learn a test is that a woman is not yelled by Yavon Gilei Arayis. A woman that is passive. And the test is free, he said, that's the Kaka Elam Haisha. The top test we have today. Okay? No, it's just a Gilei Arayis. It's just not yelled by Yavon. She's allowed to do the Zahra. She's allowed to do the Zahra. She's also a Bible. If she does a Barak, if she does a Barak, if she's looking a Bible, if she does a Barak, then she's also a Bible. She's allowed to do the Zahra for the course of Farsi. There's a case like this in Sofan Aruch, in the Kiskei Children.
Yeah.
A man, a group of people were traveling, a shiara, a caravan was traveling, and thieves fell upon them, and one day they were going to kill them. And one of the women there, she actually asked her husband. She said, maybe if I could seduce this man, I'm going to be rebellingly and dishonored with me, maybe he'll say, let's spare our lives. So the husband told her, you're allowed to do it. The woman is not your Yavo. So she went for Kakava. She was designer with one of the thieves there, and at the end, she spared their lives, and they were able to live. What's the shy one? She was also a Bible. Here, she did it to save her husband's life. She really loves the shush. Is she also a Bible? So the Pesach Shuva brings from the Ma'ariv that if she is the one who mentions this first, then she's also a Bible. That means she did it for Ratzin. She went for Ratzin in order to save her life. She's allowed to. She went for Ratzin to save her life. That's exactly like Esther. She's also a Bible. If the Gavid mentions this first, he said, I want to be Mizana with you, I'll kill you. Then she's looking at Bible, she's a terrible Bible. But if she's the one who mentioned it, she went for Russell to do it. And therefore, she's all assured about it. It's a tremendous kiddush. What? Yes. Esther, the first time, Abigail is the one who mentions this. She's looking about it. From there, when she went, willingly, Kasher Abadati Abadati, Kasher became Asatur. Okay, this is the Yisrael of the Sameach and the Bachana with the big Arichas.
Since we got to get a new Mariam?
What? Can I have it again?
Also oil?
Now, what's most interesting about this whole kilfold is that it's a one-line Mishnah Berurah. Incredible. The Mishnah Berurah is Mavei Lombus. You can't appreciate Mishnah Berurah unless you're a big Bucky B'Shaas person. So I also don't fully appreciate the Mishnah Berurah. But the godless of the Mishnah Chayim is that he wrote things so nice and simple. And the footnote, you know, he writes against someone's kasha, you know. But here it's a simple Mishnah Berurah. He answered a stira in two seats in the Shulchan Aruch. He helped his brachas. Well, this is Haperis. Listen to this. Gavaldi. Now that I told you, you'll figure it out, but so listen. Look at brachas. Let's say someone comes over to you and stuffs food down your throat. Okay? Do you make a bracha? Someone comes over to you, you stuff something down your throat. Why? You'll figure out a different time. So it tells us in the Shulchan Aruch, it's in the Reish Dalet, Sif Ches in the Ramah, Imansuri Lech Olo Mishnah. Someone comes over to you, and they force you to eat something or to drink something. Afar Gata Achech Nenemi Menu, even though it tastes good. Eilu Lo Baruch Ala, you know, you're participating in the bracha. However, Nen Afar Kach, you didn't want to eat it. So being that you didn't want to eat it, however, Nen Afar Kach, so you are, there's no deal of making a bracha. The onion doesn't make a bracha. So if you think willingly that you make a bracha, not if you think not. So it says here that an onion does not make a bracha. Good? Next is Sif Kes. What do you think the next Kes will be? There's someone who's sick. Someone who's ill. And the doctor says, you're a sakana. You have to eat something safe. You have to eat this in order to save your life. Uncle Michael, I master shall listen. The near sakana. Somebody goes and eats issur. The doctor says, sakana, you must take this macholis asurah. Mitzvah echava tchila b'sayf. You make a bracha b'shayna, you make a bracha b'sayf. Yes, the makas sakana. Makas sakana, doctor, sakana, you don't take this. And he takes it, it's food, something. Mm-hmm. What? Mm-hmm. Even trace, if you didn't have a hesitant. Certainly, the sunny has not after that you don't want to eat. It's the same din. Mr. Bruce says, Koshkein of Arkham, Michael, Shal Heter, this man or Isser, because the Chorobian is Yipurim, but certainly this man or Heter too. So, the halacha is that you do make a bracha. So, if somebody learns these two dinim, it seems to contradict each other. You have two cases, each case, the person's an oinus, and he's eating bainus. So first it says, if you eat bainus, you do not make a bracha. And then it says, if you eat bainus, you do make a bracha. To see it. So the Mishnah Berurah says, that is, you see it. The Mishnah Berurah just says, Afar Gav, Shabbat Sayyid, even though he doesn't want to eat it, he's sick, he doesn't want to eat it. Nevertheless, the comma. Kivan shekvar hu chayla. The chafei first rabbis. The Michael Amaskeza. He's already sick. Right now, does he want this food? Yes. Right now, he has a desire for this food because of his illness. Chashiva achila sheyesh b'hamo. It's considered achila sheyesh b'hamo. That's considered eating. You know? What's the chilek? It's not just the chilek of Rebbe Chaim, and that's the math. When the person stuffs it down your throat, you'd rather it disappear. You'd rather the food disappear. You don't want this food. You're totally honest in the whole act. But Sha'ekain, a person who's sick, and the doctor says you can only save yourself by eating this macholas asuras, does he want to eat it? He wants to eat it very much. There's a great desire to eat it. You'd rather not be a chilek. But once he's a chayla, he eats a barashim. Since he's eating a barashim, he makes a bracha. Even though the siva is an idol, but the achila is barashim. It depends what type of achila. If you have a north gara, then he makes a bracha. No, no.
Things that you don't like the taste of. There's a separate halacha that you don't make a bracha.
Chayvah Sheish Beis Akvado eats a food that he is near to him, he doesn't like it, he doesn't make a profit. See, there's a reason, because it's edible or not edible, it's making a profit. But it's in Reish Beis, the Shabu was meant to stress. Reish Dalet is a second test, and the Mishnah I believe, is meant to stress. Actually, the Mishnah Berurah, I believe, comes from a time. It makes the filling. And it's a beautiful thing. It explains the Rambam, it explains the Mishnah Berurah, it explains Esther. Explains, Rabbi Chanan uses it really to explain a number of other Gemaras. It's a very similar, it's another Gemara. It says somebody who's, you're probably familiar with the idea that a woman who's a shvuya, machlas nefashis, a woman who's captured, kidnapped, machlas nefashis, is a suah lebaila. Why is she out for her husband? Because for chayshis, that in order to save her life, she tried to be mezana with her captors, in order to save her life, she tried to be mezana with them. So the same question, why is Yasur a bailiff tonight? The Bukhan explains that the same way. That the Maisa, the Shas is that she, in order to save herself, she was Misrata, so to speak, with Gira Elay. But that's why, that's why this is all.
And she
what? That's a good shayla. What court she said it, and what court she enticed him, and then he said it. So I don't know where to draw the line. It doesn't have to decide. I don't know. But the basic idea is very clear that if she's the one who suggested it, clearly it's that way. The Sameach brings another example of Cheshire Nishpat. The Mishin Peches. Where in Dine Mabedis we have a similar filling. Shach is a stira. Someone comes over to you and says, somebody wants to steal. Talking about that, not about the fuss. Somebody wants to steal. He comes over and he tells somebody, show me where your neighbor keeps his money or I'll beat you up. So he shows him. He shows him where the money is. So that up is his pocket. He was near us to show. He's passing. Then there's another case of Shofarach. Someone comes over, a Ghana comes over to someone. He says, show me where your money is. I want to steal your car. Show me your car keys are. He says, well, you're going to steal my car. My neighbor has a much better car. I'll show you where his keys are. He says, yeah, show me. He shows him his neighbor's car, and he steals his neighbor's car instead of his car. What's the deal? He's chayiv. Why is he chayiv? Why is it different than if he comes and says, I'll beat you up if you don't show me the neighbor's car? What's the difference? So according to the society, it's very much the difference. In one case, the guy would mention the neighbor's car first. He said, I'll beat you up if you don't give me your neighbor's the treasure, your neighbor's you know his money. In that case, he's an Inus. In the other case, in the second case, the guy didn't mention the neighbor's car. You did. You were misrapping. You saved yourself with money chavera. So there you have it. It's also the same type of idea, the same type of influence. There's another shayla in Hilchos Pikuach HaPashas. The question is, are you allowed to put yourself into a matzah where you know you're going to need to be mechal Shabbos for Pikuach HaPashas? The example is an example where you're planning to do a bris. Now nowadays we use the antibiotics for a baby. In the time of the Gemara days, they didn't have antibiotics, they used hot water. Hot water is still a term. But after a baby had a breast, or anybody had an incision, they would put boiling water, hot water, they'd bathe the wound in hot water, and that's how the baby would be there. So therefore, Shulchan Aruch says that if you have a bris on Shabbos, make sure to put up hot water before Shabbos. So that on Shabbos you shouldn't have it. There's a shayla in Erev in that summer rain. What happens if it's Shabbos and you don't have hot water? Are you allowed to do the bris on Shabbos? What's the shayla? What's the shayla? You can do the bris. You're allowed to do it. Once you do the bris, the baby will be a chayosheh pesachana, and then you'll boil up the water, which you're allowed to do. So is that something which is permissible? Are you allowed to do the bris? Father Shannon, are you allowed to do the bris in order to, and then you will come to a massive pesachana, and then you'll be the chal shabbos to boil the water. In order to do it. So the Ramban says that it's mutter. Ramban says it's okay, because Lamaisi is not doing any avodah. The bris is mutter, and he up water for a chayla is mutter. The Baal Amara says no. The Baal Amara says it's awesome. How could you do something which you know will lead you to chayla shots?
Is
that chilasa is the peshia of the sefer
bayis? Right. Well,
what about if you don't see it in the beginning? See, I'll tell you why here it's a little better. Because here, at the end, when you boil water for a wound, not that you're doing an avera bayis. Because being the power shabbat to save a life is the problem. It's the problem of that. But the question is whether you can put yourself into such a mess. And that's the back why it's in the Baal Amara, the Ramban. I just feel like I'm saying I shouldn't, I'm answering you, I shouldn't say. Because clearly my flight is paraphrased. The difference is just, the question is, could you put yourself into a mask that we're going to come in there? We're going to go up the flight. What do you mean? Yeah. Is it a question of what's more important? And it's a question of how to look at onions. How do you look at it? Do you look at it that once I'm doing it, I'm allowed to do it? Or do you say, no, you got yourself into trouble in the first place? Okay, I think that's the issue.
First of all,
is the Jew allowed to become a doctor? Listen to the Chal Shabbos says someone's life. See, there, you're not putting people into sakana. Yeah, the people who use sakana anyway. So will I be a doctor? Won't I be a doctor? I'd rather be a doctor than not. The full Shabbos will be needed. In this case, if you don't do the bris, the full Shabbos will be needed. So to machlokes is the Ramban and the Baal Amara. So the kasha is that the Ramban, the Machaira, the Pharisee Gemara like the Ramban. The Gemara says that women, that people used to get married on Wednesday. People got married on Wednesday. In a certain area, they made a gezeira, so that is the guy of the government, the guy who made a gezeira, that anybody who gets married, tiboyal the hegmon tchila. Tiboyal the hegmon tchila, the lord or the king, has a right to be boyal any commoner, any woman who's getting married, the first year should be with the hegmon. Should be with the king or the lord, whatever he wants. He bought the headline scheme. So, Kabbalah says people stopped getting married on Wednesday. People stopped getting married on Wednesday. Why? Because the king knew that Jews get married Wednesday, so he used to show up on Wednesday to the Chasm Hall. Whenever he was in the mood, he didn't do it all the time, but when he was large, he would come on a Wednesday. The people are smarter and they started getting married on other days of the week. So the Gemara says that if someone wants, they're allowed to get married on Wednesday. And we tell the woman that if the headman comes, don't give your life. because the woman is not machulit if he makes a nefesh to serve. So the Gemara says, but mitzvah shlumu ba'inus shari. He does, he said, the women, ba'inus shari, you can still get married on Wednesday. I suppose most of the women didn't prefer to get married on Wednesday anyway. More consolation than ba'inus shari. But the Gemara says, it's more than you can get married on Wednesday. And mitzvah shlumu will tell them a drasha ba'inus shari, and it's more. So the kasha is, isn't this the same exact case as the Bismillah case? In the Bismillah case, you're going to do a Mima and put yourself in a Masjid of Sakana. Here, you're going to get married on Wednesday and put yourself in a Masjid where a man will be Mizana with you.
That's
true. That's what?
Okay.
It's true. It's true. It's a difference. But the Maisa, the concept of putting yourself into such a Masjid where it's going to happen, we see from this Gemara that it's worth it. But this is the very short one, so they're not going to get married on Wednesday, no problem. So the question is, what is the Nakuda Kunis between the case of Bris Mila, the Baal Mar says is awesome, and the case of Tibela Edwin, where's what? What's the answer? Then who's that fellow? And why? In the case of the Hegmine, she'd rather the Hegmine disappear. In the case of the Hegmine, she'd rather the Hegmine just disappear. She's not interested. She's a total audience. In the case of the Bris Mila, you don't wish that the Havura disappear. The fire disappear. You want your Misrapin. Again, it's the same thing. Misrapin, you're dealing with the Havura. You, when you go to the Havura, you write the rest. So the thing is, you're allowed to put yourself into a situation where in the end you'll be a total out. In fact, the Baal Mar might have been a Ramban. If you're allowed to do it, because there's never enough air. What's that in that? So, yeah, the whole set. But that's remember the woman, that's the number three in your Vayava. Right? It's a woman that says the Jewish will die in a shark. It's a Chiddush as far as I'm asking. But there is a curious, it's a question. You hold it more curious, you're allowed to put yourself into a masjid where you'll come the day a problem of you have to do it on a very stage of life. That's more true. It's not sharing the two cases. In the case of the Hegmine, she's rather the Hegmine disappear, she's an Ayus through and through. And in the case of the of this Mila, she's a whoever cooks the water is doing the baruch. This is a Chuvan Yabni Nezer, of an Ezer simulation from David. And he says the same chiluk as the Shemeya, and the Mishnabura, and the Lachanam. All of these are saying the same Yisaitistic chiluk, all linked into this Rambam, who says that it's nothing, that there's a. The chiluk, it's a beautiful chiluk, once you're in it, on the. And the Kuda, the chiluk between the two types of ayin, it's a beautiful chiluk. I'm sure that it answers many other cases of ayin, but we have five or six already. I think we've illustrated it adequately, I hope. But this whole idea of the two types of ayin. Okay. Let's get to the Misafin. Parsha came in. But the Gabriel Valyava, you heard the Sheva Pastor, Chaka Island, there's such a thing, you know, one of the types tomorrow the other day. Right, the bottom type is, Kutme Atei Asheru. What's the other area to eat a food from the Atei Asheru? Anybody know? What are the areas to eat a food of an Atei Asheru? You have to eat Oyvind Avodah Zarah. This is a lot, it's a lot, but you'd back me up from a Uma. You have a lot. But it's not Oyvind Avodah Zarah. So the question is, what's going on in this Gemara? Why is it not permissible to eat at their Sheira? Tell each other, Oyvind Avodah Zarah, Yahweh Yahweh. But Allah, 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 Yahweh Yahweh. We have here Machlokes Rishayim, Let's see cases. Chutzle Hakeya Sheiru. Rashi, by the way, said something. I don't know what he means. The last three lines of Rashi on the page, coming to answer the case of Kasha, but I don't know. Someone explain it to me. The last three words of Rashi on the Shabbat is very near to my device. Well, what's Rashi saying? What does near to my device mean?
Even the face of the Rashi says, I do more than the Rashi says, probably.
Is that a Rashi? I don't think it looks like.
Hey, you might have you like the tree also. But not for the tree, not for the tree,
I'm saying. Yeah, he's saying. And it'll be here laying the tree. Yeah, near to my device. What? I could drop on him there,
yeah.
Taisus, near other read, the Ma'iri Kagan Sha'en Yachal is wrapping the Shar Aitzim Ella Bezet. There's no other tree that will work. It's an apple tree of an Asherah. It's not Shat, you need an apple. Shat, you need an apple from this tree. What's so special about this tree? Kagan, they showed him a Shum Dabaraka. It's got something unique about this tree. Mishum Da'asi Lamiti Basta Rabbi Dazar. Sounds like a drabana. Because the person, Asi Lamiti, but the Abayudah, will end up the entire to follow the Abayudah. That's a Kiddush. You have to take another shot in the Gemara? The Gemara thought you need a, why do you need a fruit of an Asherah tree? Because it's something unique about this Asherah tree. It is a Kuno or Kumra, the Sazi. Cooler than that. Let's say someone tells a patient, you must have an apple. Be any apple. Any apple is going to save your life. The only apple tree, you go out to say, find something for the chayma. And the only apple tree in town that's accessible to you is an Asherah tree. Are you allowed to take that apple and give it to the chayma? According to Tosis, yes. Tosis says the only time there's a problem is if there's something special with this Asherah tree. Something unique about it. But Samazai is going to be over on a lab of Layyidbat Yachal Ma'umah, you're going to give him an apple from an Asherah tree. That's Muslim. No problem. It's not what Tosis is saying. There's some Dafka, because I know you're going to shave him or Shem Dabaraka. But if it's a tree, if you get the apple anywhere, you just happen to take it from an Abay Dazara tree, that's not, that's a Yahavai Yahavai. Tremendous Kuma here in Tosis. This is the sheet of Tosis in the Rush. No, if you look, it's an apple. If that's the case, that would be a cool. If it's yellow, it's like a Zara type, this is an apple. If it's yellow, because it's an apple, so then type says it's muscle. The Ran disagrees. The Ran says, no. We're talking about any apple. Any, you can be healed by any apple. You're not allowed to take it from the Asherah tree. Why? It's only a lab. The Rav Shita is that any Avera which is associated in any way with Avodah Zarah is also Yahar Zayav, even if it's only a lab. That's called Abizrayu Avodah Zarah. Abizrayu, Aleph Beis Yud Zayin Reish Yud Yud Hevav Abizrayu. Right? Abizrayu is Avodah Zarah. Abizrayu, the word Abizrayu means a subset, or a tolda, a secondary Avodah Zarah student. The Ran says, no, the Gemara is telling us a big chiddush. Abizrayu, the Avodah Zarah, is also Yahar Zayava. And if a person, the only way to save his life is with an apple of a tree and an Asherah, even though any apple would work, but right now this apple of the Asherah tree is what's available to him, Hafafi Kang, it's Arthur, it's only a lava, but you got the Yasav Uma, it doesn't matter. Abizrayu, the Abay Dezaro, is also Yahar Zayav. So then we have a machlekes between Tosis and the Rush on the one hand, and the Ran on the other hand. Tremendous Naskavina. So tomorrow we'll come back to it. So tomorrow, look up, the Shulchan Aruch brings down The question is to figure out how we paskin in the shayla. So again, the two places to look are in Siman Kuf Nun Zayin and Siman Kuf Nun Hey, specifically the the Ramah in Siman Kuf Nun Zayin. The long Ramah, but one piece of it you'll see referred to as Rayu, and the Shah is, I think, Kuf Nun Hey Tifkat Nyud. It's an important Shah. I believe it's Tifkat Nyud and Kuf Nun Hey. They both talk about Abiz Rayu, not only Abiz Rayu, but Abiz Rayu, Gilead Rayu. And tomorrow we'll come back to it and try to figure out how we talk to him.